Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio. And I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you. And yeah, it's church tonight. We had wonderful, wonderful services with evangelist Dr. John Hamlin and also Dr. Shelton Smith of the Sword of the Lord. Monday night and Tuesday night, Dr. Hamlin was here on Sunday. And now we have church Wednesday night too. You know, the Bible says that we ought to be gathering so much the more as we see the day approaching. It's sad when so many churches are actually gathering less and not more. Churches canceling midweek service. Churches canceling Sunday evening service. Churches just only meeting on Sunday morning. It's tragic, I think. And so we have to gather the more as we see the day approaching. And the day is approaching. But boy, did we have a wonderful conference here. Great preaching. Decisions made for Christ. It's helped us. It's encouraged us. It's challenged us. And boy, oh boy, if you get a chance to, weren't able to be here, go to our YouTube page, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City YouTube channel, and our Facebook, I think we put them up there as well, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, and our website, we'll have links that'll get you there as well. And my, oh my, you want to hear those messages. It'll be a blessing and a help to you. And so we're ready for tonight, 6:30 for our service, and we have the children's clubs that meet. And we'll have a missionary letter read in our service and, of course, our prayer guide and a man to lead us in prayer and then a study of God's Word. And it's going to be a great, great time together tonight. Our Spanish service meets Wednesday night as well, and they'll meet at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening. And Pastor Aviles is the pastor there, and I hope you can come and join the Spanish church this evening at 7 o'clock. All right? Well, listen, yesterday we started talking about the blood of Jesus Christ in John 19. And I urge you to go back and pick up that broadcast either online or on iHeartRadio as a podcast or the Apple Podcasts or I think Spotify Podcasts and YouTube. It's on YouTube now as the radio broadcast is. So try to pick it up on one of those ways if you can and catch up to date with where we are today. But we read about how Jesus on the cross, when they thought they were going to come and have to break his legs, they saw that he was dead already. And so they didn't break his legs, but one of the soldiers took a spear and pierced his side, and forthwith there came out blood and water. And we talked yesterday about why that was possible and why he came blood and water out of Jesus. And I hope you can go back and pick up on that, because that's really, really good material that I think will be a blessing to you. And we said, we ended yesterday by saying, why did this happen? Well, because of verse 36 and 37. John said, "For these things were done that the scripture might be fulfilled," should be fulfilled. "A bone of him shall not be broken." And again, another scripture saith, "They shall look on him whom they pierced." And we said, listen, this death of Jesus and the shedding of his blood, that's no accident. It had been planned. It was deliberate. It was so the scripture might be fulfilled. It was prophesied centuries before Christ was ever even born. Why was it prophesied? Why was it planned? Because the Bible teaches us that all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It does not matter what your position is in the church, whether you're a deacon, whether you're a Sunday school teacher, whether you're the preacher. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death. You see, throughout the Old Testament, there was a constant sacrifice of bulls and goats and sheep. God had taught his people that something had to die in our place for our sins. Now, one of the most prominent of those days of sacrifice was called the Day of Atonement. On that day, the high priest offered a sacrifice to atone or cover both his and the people's sins. But you notice Jesus didn't die on the Day of Atonement. Jesus died on the Passover, because God intended to use that imagery of that story to teach us what Jesus had come to do. And what was that imagery? Well, you remember way back 3,500 years ago when Israel was in slavery in the land of Egypt. Remember, God sent Moses. He found him on the backside of the desert. Remember? the burning bush, and he sent Moses to Pharaoh and demanded that he let God's people go. Pharaoh laughed and mocked the idea of the so-called God of Israel. Pharaoh would say things like, "Who is this God that he should tell me what to do?" So God introduced himself to Pharaoh, and God brought over the next few weeks 9 different plagues upon Egypt to prove his power. And Pharaoh refused. Oh, he tried different compromises along the way. You go, leave your wives and children here. You go and leave your cattle here. He tried different compromises. And then finally, the Lord said, "I'll bring one more plague on Pharaoh and on Egypt. And after that, he will let you go." And he will, in fact, God told him he'll drive you out completely. And then he tells Israel, prepare a special meal. It's called a Passover meal. The main course is going to be lamb. He said, you take a lamb without blemish and without spot. That means no broken bones, no blemishes at all in that lamb. And you kill that lamb. And the blood of that lamb was to be applied, painted on the doorposts of their house, the over the door and on both side posts. And God said on that night, he said, I'm going to pass through the land of Egypt and I'm going to strike down the firstborn, both men and animals. I'm going to bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. And he says the blood is going to be for a sign on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. That death of the firstborn will not touch you when I strike Egypt. But you had to see the blood of the lamb applied to the doorhouse, and he would pass over those homes. Thus the title, Passover. But the only thing God saw was the blood of the lamb. And when he saw the blood, the death angel did not visit that home. The blood of the lamb covered that household. Now, do you understand? When John the Baptist on Jordan pointed to Jesus and told everybody, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. He was saying Jesus has come to be our Passover. Here is the Passover Lamb of God that won't just take away your sin for a year. He'll take away your sin forever. Jesus shed his blood to cover our sins. His blood will cover your failures, your weaknesses, your sin against God. And when the judgment comes and God is going to judge our lives, Jesus' blood's the only thing he'll see. And he'll see the blood and he will pass over us. Many years ago in the city of Chicago, there was a great parliament of religions. Practically every known religion was represented. Many learned discourses were delivered. It helps to realize that every known religion on the face of the earth except one, Christianity, teaches life is like a balance. In other words, when a person sins, one side of the balance is weighed down and has to be counteracted by a good deed. And the more evil a person does, the more good they need to do to balance out their life. And when the time comes to have their life judged, the good deeds need to outweigh the bad deeds so they can survive. Well, each religion, in their turn, stood up and presented why their faith was superior. And then one session, Joseph Cook of Boston was able to get up and say, "Gentlemen, I beg to introduce to you a woman with great sorrow. Bloodstains are on her hands, and nothing will remove them. The blood is that of murder, and nothing will take away the stain. She has been driven to desperation in her distress. Is there anything in your religion that will remove her sin and give her peace?" A hush fell upon the gathering as the speaker turned from one to another for an answer. Not one of the company replied. Then raising his eyes to heaven, Dr. Cook then cried out, I will ask another question. John, Can you tell this woman how to get rid of her awful sin? And then the great preacher waited, as if listening for a reply. And suddenly he cried out, "Listen, listen, John speaks. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." 1 John 1:7. The theologies of all the world's religions cannot deal with the life of a person who sins so badly that there's no way that sinner can ever atone for their own sins. In all other religions, all is lost unless you've lived a good enough life to survive. But my friend, the blood of Jesus Christ was shed so all sinners could be saved, so all sinners could have their sins covered, so all sinners could have their sins forgiven, so that those who the rest of the world would abandon as too evil to ever change would have the opportunity to repent of their sin, be cleansed by the sacrifice and shed blood of Jesus, and so become a new creature in Christ. That verse, 1 John 1:7, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And if you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He cleanses us. Have you been cleansed? Oh, I didn't ask if you went to church. I didn't ask if you're a good person. Have you been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ? Will you be cleansed today? Oh, if you'll call upon him, ask him to forgive your sin. Ask him to be your Savior. Trust in him from your heart, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, will cleanse you from all your sin. Not some sin, not most sins, all your sin. Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again 3 days later from the grave. Hallelujah! He's a living Savior. A dead person can't save anybody, but Jesus is alive, and he's able to save all those that call upon God, that come unto God by him. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Will you trust him? He's able to save you today, my friend. The blood that Jesus shed is still effective today. Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all sin. I hope you have trusted Christ as your Savior. I hope you've been to Jesus for the cleansing power. I hope you're washed in the blood of the Lamb. Well, let's make it a good Wednesday. Well, we look forward to church tonight. Look forward to seeing some of you in our service tonight. And then, of course, we'll look forward to being back with you on the broadcast tomorrow. And listen, I'm going to give you fair warning. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk about what does the Bible say about same-gender marriages. Oh, my, do we need this truth today? And we'll be looking at that, Lord willing, when we get together for the broadcast tomorrow, okay? So let someone know about it and be prepared. We'll see what God has to say about the matter. And God does talk about that, and we'll see what it is on our broadcast. Have a good Wednesday, everybody. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.